KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. We're 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 39. Winds west-southwesterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN Area and State News. In area news, officials of the Creston Police Department report there were 6 arrests over the previous 3 days. 2 arrests took place early Sunday morning. 29-year-old Micah William Denman of Ankeny was arrested at a residence in the 800 block of North Spruce Street. His charges include domestic abuse assault by strangulation, obstruction of E911 communications, and false imprisonment. Denman was later released on a $6,300 cash or surety bond after appearing before the magistrate. And 37-year-old Matthew Charles Parsons of Shannon City was arrested Sunday for OWI for his defense in Creston. He was later released on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Just before 12 a.m. Sunday, 37-year-old Harold Ezra Brown of Clearfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He was later released on a $300 cash or surety bond. Saturday afternoon, 19-year-old Stephen Shane Mills of Kent was arrested for driving while suspended. He was cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. And at around 7:35 a.m. Saturday, 31-year-old Tanya Elizabeth Tyndall of Clearfield was arrested at the Union County LAC on a warrant for probation violation with regard to an original felony charge of a controlled substance violation. Tyndall was being held in the Dallas County Jail on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. Creston police said also that on Friday morning, 36-year-old Michael Scott Walton of Clearfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on 3 Union County warrants for probation violation stemming from original charges that included attempted burglary in the third degree, theft in the fourth degree, felony possession of a controlled substance third offense, and felony theft in the first degree. Walton was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $22,300 cash or surety bond. Well, with all the things worrying Iowans as we approach the end of 2021, one expert says we can put concerns about poinsettias out of our mind. While there are longstanding rumors about the red and green flowers traditionally associated with being Christmas being deadly, registered nurse Tammy Noble said at the Iowa Poison Control Center that's simply not true.
Poinsettias kind of have had a bad rap over the years, but we've found that they're not as toxic as what we thought 50 years ago.
One study found that a child would have to eat as many as 500 poinsettia leaves to become poisoned, but aside from that, Noble said the leaves taste terrible, so no one would likely ever eat a lethal dose of them. They're a lovely plant, though, but they shouldn't concern you.
We know that swallowing some of the leaves, it can cause mild upset stomach, but it's okay to have poinsettias in your house or to give them to your family members that are at nursing homes. They're low risk.
Other plants that may appear in your house during the year-end holidays could pose a more significant threat. Noble says to take care with holly berries and mistletoe as they can be poisonous. If you have any questions or concern, call the Sioux City-based Iowa Poison Control Center anytime at 800-222-1222. Now, the poinsettia is a native to Mexico and dates back centuries when the Aztecs cultivated them to be more like trees that grew to be 10 feet high. 17th century Franciscan priests in Mexico used poinsettias in a nativity processions for first recorded use for Christmas celebration, although they weren't called poinsettias then. That didn't come until the late Joel Robert Poinsett introduced the plant to the U.S. in 1825 while he was ambassador to Mexico. Plants were later named to honor him. Elsewhere in the news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet at 5:15 p.m. this evening at the Parks and Rec office at Sunnyside Park. Among the action items and or new business on their agenda is discussion with regard to a new assistant Parks and Rec director, an upcoming aquatics steering committee meeting, a job description for the Sunnyside pool manager's position, a possible wage increase for summer help, and the Lions Club pancake supper. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec director Bryant Rasmussen is expected to discuss the status of the ice rink, winter recreation fund, trails that are marked, the Candy Cane Hunt, Rip Rap at East Ridge Park, and a lighted parade, along with more than 20 rec programs that were held this past year. And he'll mention that the Sunnyside Pool umbrellas have arrived for use for next summer. The Audubon School Board will gather in the high school boardroom this evening beginning at 6:40 for a work session. The regular meeting will follow beginning at 7 p.m. And among the action items on their agenda is a review, along with the first and final reading of some board policies, approval of early retirement applications, approving an increase in teacher substitute pay, possible action on approving a full-time elementary school counselor, and other such personnel matters. And in his report to the Audubon School Board, Superintendent Eric Traeger will discuss a Head Start mask mandate and federal vaccine mandates, among other matters. Also, a traffic stop at around 11:15 p.m. Saturday north of Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Council Bluffs. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 54-year-old David Benkis was arrested on a felony warrant out of Omaha for possession of a dangerous drug. Benkis was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, and while there, deputies discovered he was hiding methamphetamine in his pants. Benkis was booked into the jail for bringing contraband into a correctional facility. That's a felony offense. He remained in the jail while awaiting extradition to Omaha on his warrant. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.